Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, October 24th, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you. And there is tons to talk about. You recently put out a piece that went over the Japanese Securities Dealers Association data for September, and I thought was the data showed some really interesting stuff. Perhaps you could just go right into it for our listeners.
Okay. In September, the Japanese Securities Dealers Association, JSDA, flow data shows that foreigners turned net seller of long-term JGBs by 3.8 trillion yen and a medium-term JGBs by 346 billion yen. As they challenged the upper bound of the BOJ's yield curve control policy, 0.25%. In contrast, Japanese investors bought a net 3.2 trillion yen of JGBs, which provided a good offset to foreigners selling. Amongst Japanese investors, big net buyers of JGBs included pension funds, trust banks, who accumulated a net 2 trillion yen, Citibanks, who bought 1.5 trillion yen, and the lifers, who bought 1 trillion yen.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's almost like the, you know, foreigners taking another run at yield curve control, really. But Japan, you know, Japanese investors really took the other side. I think you speculated that probably are selling out of other, you know, Japanese investors selling out of other foreign bond markets, like, you know, the UK would be an obvious guess there. But let's go into a little bit more detail. You know, you talked about what overall foreign investors and Japanese investors were doing. Let's go into the detail of which Japanese investors were doing what.
Japanese pension funds that bought 825 billion yen of yen bonds and 274 billion yen of overseas assets, but sold a net 402 billion yen of Japan stocks in September. The overseas assets included net buying by 98 billion yen of foreign stocks investment fund holdings and 175 billion yen of medium to long-term foreign bonds. These flows show that pension funds reduced their weightings to stocks, both domestic and overseas, while expanding their weightings to JGBs and foreign bonds. Lifers were big net buyer of super long JGBs in September by 866 billion yen. Lifers and non-life insurance companies overall unloaded a net 1.1 trillion yen of overseas assets and 32 billion yen of Japan stocks. Lifers included continued to unload foreign bonds in September as their preference for super long JGBs grew. Meanwhile, Japanese banks unloaded a net 1.1 trillion yen of medium to long-term foreign bonds, but bought a net 1.8 trillion yen of yen bonds. Japanese banks turned net seller of foreign bonds once again and used these proceeds to buy more JGBs. Citibanks and regional banks bought 346 and a billion yen and 463 billion yen medium to long-term JGBs respectively, but sold 196 billion yen and 306 billion yen super long JGBs respectively.
Okay, so it looks like, you know, between, you know, pension funds, lifers, and Japanese banks, everyone's buying JGBs. Little bit different with the other asset categories. You know, lifers, as you mentioned, are heavy sellers of overseas assets. You know, banks, heavy sellers of foreign bonds in particular, and pension funds, you know, a little bit more mixed here. But again, you make the point that they're reducing their holdings to stocks, you know, basically reducing their holding to equities and increasing it to, you know, to fixed income securities.
Right.
So, Yeah, so I think that's pretty comprehensive view of what Japanese investors were up to in September and the overall trend of Japanese investors moving out of foreign markets and into domestic markets. This week brings the October Bank of Japan Policy Board meeting. Key meeting in my mind, I'm sure yours and our listeners as well. You have the yen, threatening to break through 150, and who knows where it goes after that. You have the bank, spending a lot of ammunition defending its yield curve control policy. So, highly anticipated meeting. What are they going to do?
Okay. The Bank of Japan, the BOJ, will hold this month's Monetary Policy Board meeting at end of this week, October 27th to 28th. We expect the BOJ to firstly review economic conditions based on the September Tankan survey and October Sakura reports on regional economies. Secondly, take time to do a checkup of the impact of global financial markets and financial system from the recent rise in G10 interest rates. And third, consider policy options that align with the government's fiscal year 22 second supplementary budget to be released around the end of this month and inflation countermeasures. In our view, the BOJ clearly shows at the September meeting that it will end COVID countermeasure operations in stages and will maintain current monetary policy at the October meeting as it reviews economic conditions, focusing on inflation and the changes in production and logistics. However, popularity for the Fumio Kishida administration has been weakening because of inflation, and more criticism is being leveled at BOJ Governor Haruhiko Kuroda. This could drive the BOJ to change policy in line with government inflation measures and a second supplementary budget. Nevertheless, recent public comments by Governor Kuroda and other Monetary Policy Board members have not pointed to any change in policy stance. So we think that any change to yield curve control operations are not a policy option.
Wow. So, again, no big change to monetary policy, specifically yield curve control, despite many signs of stress and market dysfunction. It seems a little weird on the face of it, but I would argue that recent, experience in the UK suggests both the government and the BOJ proceeds with caution, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, let's kind of wrap things up, and perhaps we can hit on a couple of the topics that you've hit on already, but really would like to leave our listeners with your outlook across yen rate, spot dollar yen, and yen basis markets.
The new UK Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt's decision to resign proposed tax cuts have helped the British pound rebound. In contrast, the yen has continued its recent decline as other G10 central banks battle inflation. Meanwhile, the investors have been on watch for FX intervention, which has so far limited dollar yen rise beyond 150. Speculation of a surprise move by the Bank of Japan at its October Monetary Policy Board meeting has grown. We still see a bullish bias for dollar yen, with trading between 148 to 151. Yen swap rate curve is under upward pressure. Over the near term, only 15.5-year to 39-year liquidity supply JGB auction on October 25th is planned out of a 2-year JGB auction October 27th. The BOJ will likely continue to hold daily fixed-rate JGB buying operations to support its yield curve control policy. Separately, lifers will soon be releasing their second half of the fiscal year 22 asset management plans. We expect the plans to show a return to super long JGBs, after they finish unloading foreign bonds. Overseas investors will also show a stronger preference for JGBs, as they are somewhat insulated from the sell-off in other G10 bond markets. We expect yen rates to maintain a neutral bias. Yen basis has reversed and has started to tighten as risk averse has eased. Minnesota Finance Weekly data for October 9th to 15th shows that Japanese investors were net buyer of overseas securities during that period by 938 billion yen. This included net buying of foreign stocks and investment fund holdings by 419 billion yen, medium to long-term foreign bonds by 389 billion yen, and short-term foreign bonds by 128 billion yen. Japanese investors have suffered losses on their G10 bond positions, but have started to rebuild those positions. Investors' abundant funds following the September JGB redemptions have been a cushion for stresses caused by price action in the UK bond market. Over the same week, foreign investors net bought 152 billion yen of Japanese securities, including 408 billion yen of Japanese stocks and investment fund holdings, while selling 182 billion yen of medium to long-term yen bonds and by 72 billion yen of short-term yen bonds. Both Japanese and foreign investors have been hit by the stresses of rising G10 rates, causing bond selling. Over the near term, Japanese investors will focus on funding their dollar assets over the year end and continue investing in alternative assets. Overseas investors will probably continue to rebuild their JGB holdings, but steadily. We think yen basis will return to neutral bias from widening ones.
Okay. All right. So bullish on dollar yen, and that comes in despite the Ministry of Finance active support of the yen here. Neutral on JPY rate, and that makes sense as you expect the BOJ to maintain current monetary policy. Although you do point out that the sell-off in super longs may provide an attractive investment opportunity for Japanese life insurance companies, obviously makes a lot of sense, and neutral on cross-currency basis. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, good. And also, I will publish some more the reports about the Japanese lifers' second half asset management plan this week.
Perfect. And I think that sounds like great fodder for another podcast episode. So listeners, look out for that. And, great stuff as always, Sakito. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.